This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're going all the way until 7 o'clock tonight, full show, because the Rangers have a day off to kind of celebrate that victory, continue to rest up, and get ready to visit the Rays tomorrow right here on The Fan, 6 o'clock pregame. How about some hockey, right? That sucked Thursday, and you know, Friday we talked about it. Over the weekend, the Dallas Stars talked about it, and we have some audio of their post-exit interview media availability. Here is the goalie, Jake Oettinger, on being pulled.
Obviously, wasn't expecting that to happen, but yeah, it was surprising. But you know, the reality is, if you know, I make one or two of those saves, then I'm still playing in the game. So you know, the only way I'm looking at it is, you know, how can I get better from that? How can I you know, make those saves that I've made all playoffs? How do I make them in that game at the start of the game? Give the guys a chance to get their feet under them. And as a goalie, you know, that's your job. So I got to do better than that.
Yeah, I like that kind of accountability. I think DeBoer, you know, when he talked about dudes lost 7 of his last 8 games to this team, there is something to a team just kind of having your number and wanting to try something else. Those weren't fluky goals that you gave up. So I think you could have gone either way with it. It's just one of those no-win situations where as a coach you feel like you got to do something. But I saw a hockey podcast over the weekend.
They panicked, huh? Said he panicked?
Yeah. Do you see that too?
No, I assumed that the national hockey world media, whatever you want to call it, was going to say panic.
Well, these guys were in Calgary, and DeBoer has tormented Calgary. So they got like DeBoer on the brain. This was a Flames podcast anyway. Yeah. They were talking about how a DeBoer called timeout and then didn't actually pull Otter until the timeout was over. So he thought maybe, you know, Otter or DeBoer did not have this planned. He bangs the timeout. He's frustrated. He's talking about stuff. And then either he didn't have the presence of mind to be like, hey, we're benching you, or he just forgot about it in his, you know, panic.
I think
would be the theory.
I think if you go back and look at how they handled the timeout, he immediately stood among his guys and started going off. And then he didn't start the timeout with Otter, you're out.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, he didn't start it that way.
So that wasn't first of mind.
That wasn't first of mind. First of mind was, what the F are we doing out there?
Yeah.
You know, get your head out of you know what.
And maybe he ran out of time to bench
and
Otter.
And then when the timeout was over, he walked down to the end of the bench, and that's where Otter was skating away. And then he yelled, and then everybody brought Otter back, and that's when DeSmith went in. But his initial face-to-face was with his team, and then it was like, okay, now I'm gonna pull the goalie after he MF'd his team for not doing their jobs.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those deals where losing is toxic, and whatever you do as a coach, whatever decision, if somebody didn't like you or didn't believe in you, then now this is going to be your fault. When, I don't know, can you leave Otter in and be like, dude, if you screw up again, you're done? I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer there, because you've just been losing to Edmonton and giving away high danger chances.
Yeah, yeah. There's an interesting article in D Magazine, Sean Shapiro writing about it. He says, according to those around the Stars, this wasn't anything that was just lip service. We'll get to DeBoer at the podium, but in terms of, you know, DeBoer truly believes the difference in the series was in goal, and that Otter was just simply outplayed by Skinner. And he got a text from an NHL goalie coach, Sean Shapiro did, writing this article, and this guy was not overly surprised about DeBoer pulling him. He says, if Ottinger stays in that game, honestly, I think they win game five, but it's nothing new. DeBoer is tough on goalies, and it's just a matter of when it comes out. Like, there's a track record of DeBoer in Vegas and different stops where he hammers those goalies pretty good.
Okay, now let's get some of DeBoer here on appreciating Ottinger.
You know what? No one's a bigger fan of Jake Ottinger than me as a person or a goalie. Does that mean that, you know, he can't be coached, or he doesn't have growth left in him? Absolutely. He's a young goalie. You know, he's a young goaltender. And, you know, I think, you know, from a coaching perspective, you know, we're 1-7 against that team at this time of year in the conference finals. So, you know, everything's on the table. Lineup decisions, goaltending decisions, you know, system decisions, you know, everything's on the table when you you're looking for some type of way to flip that momentum, because it you know, it's not a small sample size. 1-7 is not a small sample size. So, you know, but that's not just on Jake. That's on our entire group.
I love how he's honest about his guys, though. You know, maybe you'd feel like, I got to protect my guy, or this is too risky. Jake Ottinger's under contract till 2033 for $8 million a year, which is a huge contract. You don't bench that kind of, you know, player lightly. But I just think that's what separates the pretty good coaches from the great ones, is he's willing to do something in these big moments. They're not always going to be right.
Well, what he does is, and I know the ownership came out and said, you know, that his job status, there's no question. This, you know, I don't want to get into the hiring of a coach at this time. You see what's out there kind of bit. We heard ownership say that.
Yeah, they gave DeBoer the vote of confidence.
They did. They absolutely gave him the vote of confidence. The thing about it, though, is that you make that call when you feel like that you're not going to get fired, that you feel like that you have the ownership has your back. You know, now he and probably with Jim Neal probably had his back as well. You know, and so, you know, when you pull one of the top, you know, five goalies in the National Hockey League, that's showing that you've got security. Or it could have been the situation where, listen, if I don't do something now and we lose this series, they might fire me anyway. I don't think there's a lot of security for these coaches, but he seems like a guy that does have some security. And I think that's why he made the move, because he knew that if he pulled Otter, that it was going to be like that ownership would have his back.
For sure. I just wonder where their relationship goes from here. If DeBoer's still going to be here, Otter obviously still going to be here. And he says, he acknowledges in that press conference that they hadn't even talked about it yet.
Yeah.
That feels weird to me.
I'll say this.
You pull your goalie in pretty historic fashion, super quick in a huge game. Yeah. And there's, you don't even talk to him before you end up meeting with reporters again. That just feels kind of weird to me.
The goalie will outlast the coach.
Absolutely.
The goalie will outlast the
coach. But in terms of this season,
yeah,
like there's going to have to be some level of resolution between these guys. I think it's weird that they're both meeting with the media before they're even meeting with each other.
They might not be. There might not ever be any kind of trust. Like, Ottinger probably not trusting DeBoer, you know. But he also might know exactly what you were talking about with the goalie coaches and stuff, you know, reaching out and saying, hey, this guy has a history, man. Keep your chin up. You know, he's going to be rough on goalies and that kind of thing.
Well, if I have to rank, like, who's better at their job, I trust DeBoer more than Otter. Like, I'm team DeBoer on this one. I thank him for being a coach who is good enough to know that Otter's reputation as an elite goalie is touch and go. That bad boy is on thin ice. He's had some incredible series, Colorado, Winnipeg. There was a series earlier in his career against Calgary. There's been some incredible runs that have built his reputation, but there have also been moments like this. And I want DeBoer to continue to have high standards and accountability for him, because what you're doing right now at 25 years old is not good enough for this Stars team to win a Stanley Cup. We just proved that once again. You know, you're still looking for that. So organizations made a big commitment to him, not going anywhere. The only other thing you have for inspiring him to try to do better is playing time. Okay, how about Jamie Benn on his future in Dallas? What do we think of the captain's quotes here?
You know, I don't see myself going anywhere else. This is all I know. So hopefully we can get something figured out and then I don't have to answer these questions.
Would you want him back as the organization?
Man, it is really tough. I could see it going either way. Obviously, if he knew what his role was, like, hey, you're a fourth line leader guy. You know, I think the leadership is something that is hard to fully understand how important he is from the outside looking in. The inside, they know just how important it is for his presence. But also, how much money are you commanding?
Yeah.
Like the financials here, there's definitely an at the right price kind of deal with Jamie Benn. But I also wonder if they're ready for, hey, a more prominent guy on the ice to take over the captain role.
Time's done.
35 years old, 33 points in 79 games in a limited role. Yeah.
Time's done.
Time's up. I would lean that way. But also, as a third or fourth line guy, if he's going to play for league minimum, you'd probably have a hard time finding a better player. Although at this age, you can get, again, that much worse the next year. And the best GMs, what do? They move on.
Yeah.
Right. In moments like this.
These are the days where it's the fan favored and everybody wants you to, you know, oh, take care of the guy and all that. These are the tough decisions you have to make. You had three runs now into the conference finals, not come out the other side, you know, and that's a responsibility. It's on the coach, the goaltender, the captain. It's on all. He does not look like the same player that he's before. And I don't have a roster spot. It's like what CY was talking about. It's about winning. And yes, you've had some winning here, a lot of winning, but you haven't got over the hump with him as the captain in these things. So I think the skills have diminished. I think it's time to move on from this particular player.
Okay, let's see what one of Wooley's favorite players, Matt Duchene, has to say here about Jamie Benn.
I mean, you want to talk about kind of immortal type statue out front of the rink type person and player and leader. That's Jamie Benn. That's probably the best way I can put it. I got to know him even better this year. We spent a lot of time together. Had so many good times, and I hope those good times keep going for both of us together. And I think it'd be a crime, you know, if he's not a Dallas Star for life. And I'd be shocked if it went. I don't know. Like, we haven't talked about it, so there's no, that's not any insider anything there. But so don't read into that. But we, you know, he bleeds, you know, he bleeds green, and he's going to go down as one of the greatest Dallas Stars to ever play, you know, for a long, long time. And, you know, hopefully he's able to continue his career, and he's still a great player, and he brings so much to the table for us, more than people would know, more than I knew before I got here.
Very tough decision for Jim. You know, you can also include their cap situation, their draft pick situation over the next 4 years. They do not have a first round pick. Like, how are you going to replace any player that goes out that door? I think they have $6-7 million in cap space. And I'm glad Jim Neal is one of the best GMs in hockey, because it's going to take that to make this team better. Okay, Frank Ragnow retiring from the Detroit Lions sent a shockwave across the NFC and the NFL. I think he played 7 seasons at a very high level. Brian was talking about how you know, he's one of the great athletic centers in the game right now. Chief had the stat, their EPA or a fancy analytic. They went from like third to 23rd with Ragnow on and off the field last year. So this could impact the conference pretty big. I still remember how massively things changed when Travis Frederick announced that he had that Guillain-Barré syndrome and they'd never recovered.
Yeah. Especially when it's just this late into the offseason, you don't really have any recourse to replace this dude. And he's the best run blocking center in the sport.
Yeah.
He's a clear cut top two or three center overall in the league.
Yes.
And when he hasn't been there, they go from a third in success rate to 23rd. When he's off the field, they go from first in EPA per play to 12th when he's not on the field. And then you combine that with losing your offensive coordinator and a litany of members on that coaching staff. That's going to be a really tough thing to overcome.
Okay, speaking of overcoming, Deion Sanders on the pre-draft reports of Shedeur Sanders, he says it did hurt, but the Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Says there was some foolish stuff that went on, but that gave them something that they needed. Sanders said on the most recent episode of the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast, hosted by former NFL corner Asante Samuel Sr., said, like that edge that Tom had, Tom Brady, it gave them the edge that you had. It gave them the edge that I have. Folks, we weren't going to be nothing, but we had to prove that. It gave them the edge that they needed. Both of them. So he's not only talking about Shedeur, but also Shiloh Sanders. And he particularly took offense to report that Shedeur wore headphones during meetings with NFL teams. When you sit up there and say something like he went into a meeting unprepared, said Shedeur Sanders, who had like six different offensive coordinators, who is still functioning and leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he was unprepared? You're going to tell me he had on headphones? Anybody who knows my son understands he's a pro. He's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Come on now. So appreciate that feedback. I mean, that just, you know, that's you can relate to that as a parent, you know, seeing your kid under attack on that stage. Be one thing to be attacked myself. I mean, for Deion especially, I know I'm great. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say. You know, nobody can outtalk me. Nobody can outplay me in pretty much any sport. It just feels powerless when the world is out to get your kid. You know, I remember the first time I took my kid like 3 or 4 years old. This is Abby back in the day to this ice cream spot that had a playground. Right. And like older kids were just like refusing to play with her and teasing her a little bit, like 7 or 8 year olds, you know, like how kids do. And that made me so angry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No question.
Like, these kids think they are
waking up Papa Bear all of a sudden on the playground.
Yeah.
But I guess he's alluding to the chip on the shoulder.
Yes.
Being a giant one. For Shedeur, absolutely. There's no question that bad things happen, and then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, I'm so thankful for that bad thing based on where I'm at now that propelled me.
It's hard to take anything off of OTAs, but I do feel like this is heading in a pretty good direction with him in Cleveland, right? Playing, we're not hearing anything like, oh, he's
everything's fine. They have a very large quarterback room though, but you got a quarterback in, you know, that's Joe Flacco is basically saying, I'm not here to hold kids' hands. So he's already kind of drawn the line in the sand.
Yeah. He had a great media session. You know,
did he really?
Dude, he
doesn't
like,
want to play.
I see why you guys are asking this question. There's no right way for me to answer it. So what do you want me to do here? We'll hit the expressway. Couple interesting Cowboy stories coming out of the weekend. We'll take a look for you for any relevant breaking news, and then we'll get to the G-Bag of the Day coming up here at 5:30. And we're back with that here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the on-time experts as well. The Expressway is G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 7 minutes. LA Live coming up in 17 minutes. Number of interesting local storylines. How about this preseason matchup, Lakers-Mavs, October 15th in Las Vegas? Making the first game against a former Mav, Luka Doncic, of the season. That'll be fun, won't it? Of the preseason, probably won't play.
Won't play.
But it's a bucket list. Go to Vegas, watch your Mavs play. Probably watch Cooper Flagg in Vegas. Like, that's fun, isn't it?
I wonder if Cooper Flagg's going to play on the Vegas team, the rookie Vegas team.
Oh, that's a good question.
That would be
Summer League.
Summer League, that's what I meant to say. I didn't phrase that very well.
Yeah, I think I would want to play if I was him. If I'm the team, I'm like, are you 100%? Do you have anything nagging you? Or are there any injuries, that tendonitis, that we need to let cool off? You know, but
no, I'll let him go play.
I think he wants to go, and I think he can use a lot of reps. Like 18, 19 years old is very, very young. It might take 2 or 3 years for him to get really good at the pro level. Adolis Garcia benched for the third consecutive game yesterday. I finally found the numbers. Over the last 10 games, here's what ticked off the Rangers so much. 18 strikeouts. You're striking out twice a game, dude. And he hit just 122 in those 10 games. So I've seen a lot of like, hey, Marcus Semien has been way worse for the season. Why is he not, you know, getting the three-day benching? And I think it's because recently it's been way worse. And Marcus Semien's the consummate pro. Like, there's nothing you could look at in his game. CY said something interesting back there. We talked to him an hour ago that, remember, Adolis made adjustments in spring and then showed some signs in spring, and those didn't work. I think it could be tough. You know how it is as a player when you make adjustments and then they don't work. Now it's time for the next round of adjustments. And maybe that's why you need a mental break. Like, I'm so stressed out about this, guys. If I could just get a couple of days, and we'll come back at this with fresh energy. But nobody has the talent of Adolis, you know, other than Corey Seager, maybe Langford. So we really need to be patient with this guy and hope like hell that he has a Marcus Semien-like weekend here pretty soon.
Yeah, and you've seen him in years past. I mean, in particular, the championship season where his plate discipline got real dialed. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you get back to that?
Yeah. I think his last at-bat, he looked at strike one on a 3-0 count right down the middle. Should have pumped it into the left field seats. All right. And then swung bad and missed at those sweepers or whatever that is way off the plate. Nathan Eovaldi placed on the 15-day injured list with right tricep soreness. The team does expect him to return after the minimum IL period, and CY was optimistic about that as well. You can go back and listen to that with the Odyssey app, with Twitch, with YouTube. A lot of texters said it was some of the best questions we've ever had for CY, Brian, and I figure you carried the majority of the water on that one, so salute to you. Go back and listen to Broadus' fireballs. Yeah. George Pickens, his side of the story over the weekend, right? He was on Twitter and talked about how the narrative coming out of Pittsburgh is that they decided to move on from him because they were fed up and didn't think the performance justified having him on the team anymore. He says, I forced my way out of there. So we'll see how the story evolves, but I have no reason to not take George Pickens for his word. I don't think the Steelers ever said, you know, it was our idea. We had to get rid of him. Right. So I don't think this is he said, she said. I think this is the first time somebody has officially weighed in. Do the Steelers want to deny that? It may be. But right now I'm thinking like this is awesome because the Cowboys didn't get damaged goods with all pro talent that nobody wants. This isn't the next like Josh Gordon. You know, this right. is an amazing guy who said, you're not good enough for me. Get me the hell out of here. Give me some place where, you know, that's more about winning. And for all the good that Mike Tomlin has done in Pittsburgh, I can tell you right now up there, the belief is at an all-time low amongst the fan base. They feel like the Rooneys have lost the blueprint, and they're kind of doing what the Cowboys are doing, just drafting and developing and, you know, pulling out a Rolodex and finding a coach and bringing in offensive guys that don't know their butt from a hole in the wall. And if George Pickens felt that way too, then good on him for getting out of there. And the Cowboys get an all-pro talent for $3 million a year. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And I think from the Pittsburgh side of things, it's like this: we only have 1 year left on this dude's contract. If he clearly doesn't want to be here, we might as well try and get something for him.
Yeah,
pretty quick, and guarantee that third round pick, so you don't have to wait for maybe some compensatory situation if he explodes. But is he really going to explode in a Pittsburgh offense and go get a huge deal in the offseason to get you back a third round compensatory pick? Probably not when Mason Rudolph's throwing him the football. And the Tomlin stuff, like, he's a phenomenal coach. He's a phenomenal culture builder. But his neglect of the offense and sticking with Matt Canada, one of the worst offensive coordinators we've ever seen for as long as he did, and then just neglecting the quarterback position pretty much in its entirety other than taking Kenny Pickett,
yeah,
which was the ultimate flyer in the first round, a guy who probably should have gone in like the third round. How do you neglect that position? I would be extremely frustrated if I was a Steelers fan. Like, dude, this is the most important position in all of sports. And you're like decent enough everywhere else where you could, if you had a legit quarterback, your defense is fantastic. What are we doing here? I would be completely frustrated. And that's part of the problem of too, of like never, like always being above 500. Mm-hmm. You never find yourself in a great spot to like go get a top tier prospect,
yeah.
Which is why my idea for the Steelers for the last few months has been, give Mike Tomlin the sabbatical. He doesn't have to eat an under 500 season and put that on his resume. 1 year away from the team, Arthur Smith becomes the head coach. They inevitably suck to high heaven. You get a top five pick. Mike Tomlin, you come on back. Yeah. You didn't bleep with your under 500 resume, and we got you a quarterback. Because as long as you're here, Mike, we're not going to have a chance in the top five.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of things that are kind of holding that team back. I would wonder about the GM. You know, more than I would about the coach when it comes to hiring the OC. But maybe Tomlin has that level of authority.
I think that's a Tomlin decision. That feels pretty realistic, though, my idea, right, Broadus? Like being a guy who's been in the NFL for a long time, that feels like something should be pretty obvious, pretty much
why aren't more people doing this?
Yeah, kind of that feels like something they should obviously be doing.
When you were describing it, I was just to myself, I was going.
Shaking your head at its stupidity. I actually think it's brilliant, but it's just impossible.
I think the thing that you were the most accurate about was Arthur Smith being a coach that's probably going to lose all the games.
That thing's going to get bad.
Yeah,
that would get you to where you need to be.
Mike, you've earned it. Go take that sabbatical. Kick your feet up for a year. We'll give you a top three pick.
People wondering about Donovan Wilson. Will he be a post-June 1 cut? I highly doubt it. That was a story over the weekend that Brian helped me out about. I wrote about it at howaboutwow.com and did a video up there on that YouTube page. But it just seems like the team is surprised and don't understand where the cut talk is. Maybe for fans and media, they thought $7 million is a post-June 1 cut. You could do better elsewhere, but the Cowboys like what they have for Wilson under contract and believe he can have a bounce back year. I think 24 was a little down. Time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag today.
Check one, check two. Say you know what to do. Primo cold cuts when I give it to you. Friend of foe, yo, state your biz. Here we go on a Monday, man. G back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. And boy, I've been in that Facebook market going crazy.
Yeah, finding good deals.
Oh my God, I cannot get off of Facebook market. I must be an old guy at this point.
Okay.
I must be an old man.
I would say yeah, old man. Guy got interested. What are we looking at?
Yeah. Buying old lawnmowers and
I'm
fixing
buying
on them?
Everything. I'm looking for a bookshelf right now, but yeah, I'll pull up on your Facebook Marketplace. Oh, you just bought 150 for this, Shawty? I'm on my way. What do you say? You stay in Frisco? Yeah. Pick it up myself? All right, yeah. And follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, all right? Our winner right here, this is, I believe it's day two, Texas Rangers radio broadcast, the great Matt Hicks lost it in the lights.
Lefty to lefty, and here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that the second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
The sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that sun is a little rough. Got to get them quaintance up there for my man. You dig what I'm saying? All right, let's see here what we got for you boys. Let's go to the ECHL. This is hockey.
Hockey.
Pro hockey. Savannah Ghost Pirates.
Ooh.
I wonder if, you know what? They probably play those other guys, the Trash Bandits, whatever they're called.
The banana slugs?
No.
Savannah bananas?
No. Like the team that was owned by the mafia for a while.
Minor league team owned by
the
mafia.
Oh, they had that Netflix?
Yeah. All right, let's see here what we got. Savannah Ghost Pirates. The broadcaster was most definitely testing the hockey gods with this one.
You know, I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to worry about the broadcaster jinx. David Tendek's got a shutout going. He's looking for his second shutout of the season there. Shutout. I can't set it. Can't ruin it. It's up to the guys on the ice. You know, in baseball, times guys try not to mention the no-hitter. Nobody talks to the pitcher when they come back to the dugout. Not sure what it's like in hockey on the bench, but I'm going to go ahead and just say the word shutout to try and break the jinx here. Tendek's been solid here tonight against the Ghost Pirates, who have struggled to connect offensively and struggled to connect on the power play as well. McCullum with a drop pass shot on, and they score. Okay, I'll take that one. That's my bad.
No. My bad, guys. That's on me. Won't do it again. My bad, bro. I got to get focused.
Lucius, your team's called the Danbury Trashers.
Yeah, the Trashers, man.
Yeah, they were. It was a mafia family. And then actually the father put his 17-year-old son as the general manager.
Bro, it's one of the greatest sports documentaries I've ever seen.
The Untold Crime and Penalties, I think is what it's called. Yeah.
There's a guy on there that looks just like Troy Hughes, too, by the way. It's amazing, dog. Great documentary.
They got in trouble for going over the salary cap. They couldn't help themselves. That's fantastic.
Let's see what we got right here. All right, this man right here is in the wrong seat at the movie theater. Yep. You know, you got certain seats, row 5.
I had to sit one the other day.
B or C or D or whatever the case may be. This man, he bought a seat, but did not. He just found the best seat for himself.
Yeah.
Thinking the thing on the seat was just, on the receipt is just a suggestion, I guess. Anyway, he got called out by it.
In this theater, so why do you have to have mine?
It's not your
go
seat.
Go away.
That's not
I happen. Pay my money. I have a right to it.
Sit in your seat, correct?
Yes,
that's
my
not,
seat.
That's not your seat.
How can you tell us that my seat?
Because your ticket has your seat number on it.
Whatever.
Let's find it.
Whatever.
This can easily
do
be
your own policy. No, I'm going to be an ass because you're being an ass.
I am not.
I'm a patron here.
Okay, and I'm trying to find
your
seat.
And this will be the last time that I come to this imagined theater.
Tour.
All right, I paid my money.
Great.
Does anybody
please
here
don't come
think
back.
That
please
this
don't
is
come back.
Actually a thing where it's like, it doesn't matter where you sit. It's not assigned seating.
It is.
Go sit in your own seat.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Please, sir, let's find your seat and we can start.
No, I'm not going to.
Then I'm going to ask you to leave.
You did, like 4 or 5 times. And that's why now we have a disturbance. Because some other people can't just be like, you know what? I can sit right here.
Sir, we're not doing this anymore.
One seat off.
We're not doing this.
One seat off.
Sir, let's go. I'll be nice and I'll get you a refund.
I want more than just a refund.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Can I get a drink?
We'll take care of you. Yeah.
Fine. And then I won't come back.
Okay.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a drink though?
Wow. What were those big souvenir cups?
Yeah. 75, man. Yeah. 75 ounces on that joint. Yeah. Funny boy. Refills. Yeah, pretty funny stuff. All right.
Hold up. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I can use some prayer right now.
In a bookshelf.
In a bookshelf. Broadcasting live from the belly of the beast. We have a pastor right here that had to snatch the mic back from a woman.
Oh, no.
I guess she felt she could just sing in this moment. And I like what the pastor said. I like what the pastor said. He gave us some inspiration at the end of this.
She gave me inspiration when I looked at her. Oh, you gonna say something? Thank you. Some of y'all can't sing either.
Yeah,
either you can't sing either.
Sing for God. That's a boldness. You don't even pray for God. You too scared to pray in God.
There you go.
He said that's a boldness for God. Some of y'all can't sing either.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a disrespectful thing to say about that lady. Some of y'all can't sing either. That's a boldness for God. Get up there in front of all these people and just can't sing.
Yeah.
But you do it anyway for God.
Who else is terrible at something? Come on up here.
Boldness for God is crazy.
We got a bold talent show. Nobody's got talent, but they love God.
Yeah. That's funny stuff.
That would be great. Just watching people bomb.
Yeah. A lot of people bomb in church, though. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I go to the 8 a.m. service, so I don't have to sing.
Yeah, you bomb at church, but you don't know you're bombing at church. You're singing about Jesus.
Yeah, it's church.
It's worship. It's a music-free environment in the early service. Is that what it is?
Me and the 80.
They just cut to the chase.
They go right to it. 45 minutes, we're in there and we're out. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you hear the message and all the readings and stuff, but no singing at all.
I can't do that. I can't go to church with no damn singing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Christmas time singing, but not at the 8 a.m. service. No. No singing.
I wish I could get into the singing. You know,
I wish I was good at singing.
Y'all go to the wrong church, bro.
I guess.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The worship probably. Worship.
Oh, boy.
Got me on fire some of these days.
It's like choir.
Yeah, see, you can see some of them like that.
Another song. I actually got to stand up for this.
Let's get an electric guitar in there. Let's start tearing this place up a little bit. You can get pretty hyped.
I hear Jimi Hendrix at church?
Nah, my man on the drums, and there's somebody on the piano. And the organ. Yeah, the organ.
Hey, let's pray.
What?
Now I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
I felt like we're doing the
book. Lock the doors.
Get me moving a little bit. What do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah.
Is it Matt Hicks looking? He's looking for strike three and his attention span. Sorry. I love Matt. ECHL play-by-play. A guy jinxed a shutout there, made it worse. The movie? Movie Patron?
Yeah, movie guy.
Theater.
Yeah,
movie theater guy, yes.
Wrong
movie
seat.
Patron.
Wrong
theater. Yes, I told him, man. My attention span.
He wants a drink. He wants a drink.
What a guy, man. Pastor had to snatch the mic back. As he had testimony there. Okay, we got four options here. I'm gonna go with the Matt Hicks, the champ there, Chief. How about you?
Theater guy.
All right, Lucius.
Oh yeah, broadcaster jinx.
We're still tied at one, Brian.
Oh wow.
Your theater.
Oh man.
Yes, Sota, sir.
Hicksy.
By a score of 2-1-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the great Matt Hicks. It was a tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay, all good.
When we, it's time now to go staying in the Pimp Cup. Holy cow, what's going on? Here's Lucius with LA Live.
I don't know, bro.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
You ain't never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack. You ain't never heard that. Why? Because they do it no matter what. They get it done. go out there today with that crackhead energy.
This week.
Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy. Don't do crack, but be a crackhead. But not a crackhead. Just have a fucking good day.
Yeah, I've been on that crackhead energy all weekend, trying to get focus out here. Trying to get focus out here, baby. Get on that crackhead energy this week and put them blinders on and go straight. This is LA Live for Monday, June 2nd, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners. And shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for naming today. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com.
For him, even though he is on the NBA campus.
Well, as LeBron takes a deep three.
Oh, my goodness.
I just like to say this to put a button on it. When you're up, it's a beautiful shot, and the Lakers are up. But when you're a black man in this country, you can't compartmentalize. You must compartmentalize to stay sane.
Damn right you got to. You got to compartmentalize out here, baby. Compartmentalize. And I understand. I understand what you're saying there, Chris Webber. Sometimes words are hard to get to. You know, it's hard to explain that. Hey, here we go. Oh, oh. Feeling good, baby. I hit that gym today. I done got my gallons in. Focus, man. Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Sawed off shotguns, hand on a pump. Might be coming to Texas soon. Y'all seeing this?
No.
Cypress Hill?
A bill removing short-barreled or sawed-off guns from the state's list of banned weapons. Might be on its way. No hemp. But we got sawed-off shotguns on the way. How about that?
Good. Oh, they're going to make it a law that we can't have
them? We can have them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess.
Wow.
Got to love that freedom. You know, for what we like.
A bill removing short-barreled or sawed-off shotguns from the state's list of weapons that are banned without federal registration. You don't have to register. Just get you a sawed-off shotgun. Do they saw those things themselves? Like, can you take it to somebody? And like, yo, I'll saw off your shotgun for you.
Yeah, you go to like is it a gunsmith or something? A lot of these guys can
wider
do
blast.
All sorts of things. Yeah. Born out barrels for different calibers. They can customize just about anything in there.
This is headed to Governor Abbott's desk. Bill SB 1596. Here is Texas Representative John Bryant on the matter of the sawed-off shotguns, hands on the pump.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shotguns.
That's right.
You got a shark gun? Well, I'm going to stay away from that. Please make that illegal.
Yeah, that's a felony, bro.
Shark guns, hands on the pump. Pause.
Zipping on a 40.
One more time, bro. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shark guns.
Sawed-off shark guns.
We'd like to contain that to your underwear as often as possible, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Hey, what would I need a sawed-off shotgun for?
Home defense.
Conceal.
Okay, that's just a
wider spray.
Wider spray, yeah.
Keep it under your deal.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's conceal with the spray.
Close quarters.
Did my man from The Wire have a sawed-off shotgun?
I didn't watch much of that. I'm only like one episode in. I'm holding it.
Omar?
Yeah.
Omar's coming?
Did he carry a sawed-off?
I vaguely remember that.
You could get it into your pants. You could have it in a trench coat a lot easier. I mean, hell, if you got some cargo shorts, you might be able to put that bad boy in your shorts. But yeah, concealing.
Okay. Good to know. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Hey, if you know somebody that's out there that's pimping and pandering, you know, a man of leisure in
you're,
a sense.
Lucius, you're absolutely right, by the way. Omar Little, legendary stick-up man for The Wire, was known for carrying a sawed-off shotgun.
Omar is coming!
Where are you going with that shotgun?
Yes. Omar's shotgun appeared to be a double-barreled shotgun with the stock cut off, making it easier to conceal under his signature long coat.
He and Johnny Tyler.
Where you going with that shotgun, boy? Yeah, if you know somebody that's out here pimping and pandering, tell them I said run, girl, they are coming for you. Mm. There was another Senate bill, 2167. Texas is passing a whole lot of laws and bills right now. Is that the season?
Yeah,
I think it is. Season?
Yeah, legislative session.
Okay. It would prevent or delay massage licenses for people who have been basically connected to human trafficking. Now, I thought that was kind of already there. You tell me I can be busted for human trafficking and still open up a massage parlor out here?
Yeah.
It's Texas, baby. No him, but yes hoes. Let's see. Yeah. The amendment would also put money recovered from and or during an investigation. All you need is an investigation if they think you've been out here pimping and pandering. They're going to run your money. They're going to take all your paper out your pocket.
Man, that makes me nervous because I just think, like, it is one of the oldest professions in the world. It's going to happen, right? People are desperate enough. They need money. And, like, the prostitution angle, you know, should humans have the right to, you know, engage in that sort of a transaction? I would say yes. Once you start to involve human trafficking, it becomes disgusting. And I would draw the line at that. But it seems like so much of your just regular prostitution stuff is getting thrown in as human trafficking now.
You know? Yeah, especially.
And they're trying to make it a felony out of just a little slap on the wrist. I don't know.
Yeah, those guys getting kind of weird.
It's just legislating morality, and it's weird because, you know, we want to take all the legislation away from the firearms, but, like, double up on other stuff that's not deadly. Like, the guns are the things that could kill people. I'm pro-gun. I like guns a lot, right? Like, give me all the guns, but also give me the other freedoms.
No, you're right, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
for total unmitigated freedom.
I'm with you, too.
And I just hate it that, like, the politicians down there can speak so passionately about how we need freedoms in some parts and then take it away, right? You're looking at, like, 50,000 employees of this Delta thing.
Yes.
Ruining small businesses.
You basically told them it was all good to start your business. How long does it start to make a business profitable? Maybe 5-10 years?
Maybe.
That's just the amount of time that they've had to start their business and to have it to get into it to be profitable, and you snatch it away from them. They step it away from their jobs. They gave their family jobs. Now their family's about to be out of money and stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah. What they're doing with they have investments. Situation. They have bills to pay, you know, and those banks are going to be like, oh, well, it's illegal now, so I guess we're going to absolve this loan. No, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not hurting anybody. The only body it's hurting is the lobbyists of competing businesses. So the way America really works is it's not what's free. It's not what is in everybody's best interest. It is what rich people pay lawmakers to make laws. And it's wild that we pretend anything else is this big of a problem. This is the number one problem with America not being America anymore. And we end up fighting about girls and boys sports or boys and girls sports. You know?
Nah, you killing it, bro. You smoking it, dog. Let's listen to Sinfernia. Her name is Sinfernia. She's a Texas representative out there in Houston. She's on the matter. Run, pimps. They coming for you.
I told you I was coming for the pimps.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm ready for them. I'm going to take their money.
All right.
And I'm going to give it to the people that they've been running over.
Yes.
That's what this amendment's going to do.
All right.
And where they are located, we're going to take their money, and we're going to make sure that the people that they've been trampling upon are going to be benefiting from it. I move passage.
Hell yeah.
Dean Thompson sends up an amendment against the pimps. The amendment is acceptable to Mr. Bumgarner.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of forcing anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
But I wish there was a little red district out there with some adults making adult decisions if they wanted to.
And real security. Like if the government.
Real security, real test.
Real regulation.
Everything. Yeah.
Right? Because it's terrible. Like what you do by cracking down on it so much is allowing the criminal element, right?
Hello.
The criminal element is what's causing the trafficking because it's illegal. the law creates the crime. Same thing happened in the drug war.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, sir. 100%. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. All right, I'm going to switch gears real quick before we get out of here. Have you fellas ever heard of a reggae rock ska band called Fishbone?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, protest band out of California. They call themselves a group of black oddballs. They've had tons and tons and tons of members. But Angelo Moore has always been the lead singer and saxophonist. So Fishbone, all right, so I'm going to tell you why I'm playing this. Fishbone was invited to the Grammy Museum, right? They do not have a Grammy.
All right.
But they were invited to the Grammy Museum to do an interview with Kwame Bell and do a performance. In that moment, lead singer Angelo Moore took it to the Grammy family's face. Listen to this.
You know, we've been doing this since 74. Nine, everybody tells me, yeah, Angelo, y'all gonna need to have a Grammy in the spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Where is it? Where the fuck is it, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's 2025, bitch. We supposed to have our flowers and Grammy now.
Yeah.
Right, motherfucking now. Ooh. What's up? What's up with this shit? Oh, you just gonna lie to a motherfucker all the time? No, man, get your fucking hands off me.
Yeah!
Wait a minute.
That's what you know is good. Hold on, get your hands off of me. Get your hands out of my pocket.
What's up? What's up with this shit? Oh, you just gonna lie to a motherfucker all the time? No, man, get your fucking hands off me. Wait a minute. Hold up. What? What? They ain't gonna give us a Grammy and shit? You gonna have us playing this motherfucker and you ain't gonna give us no goddamn Grammy? Really? You full of shit. You full of
Angelo is red hot.
Yeah.
Angelo is red hot. Angelo is red hot. Angelo is red hot. Fishbone!
Yeah, yeah. Escort him on out of there.
Yeah. So they invite him to play at the Grammys. Don't get him an award. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll be there. And shows up and does a protest speech. What a legend.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Don't have me up here. I'm good enough to do your little Grammy situation and good enough for you to interview, but I have never had a Grammy. This is my moment to tell y'all to get it right. A little straightening right here. Speaking of a little straightening, Cardi B and her new Facebook official boyfriend, Stefan Diggs, have been hanging out in Florida. I know y'all seen it.
Yeah.
It was a big story last week. Well, they try to make it a story. They tried.
My guy is partying with lots of beautiful women.
Yeah. And they're taking boat trips, hitting licks. They were in, I think.
You should keep the drugs off the cameras.
If that's what that is, we don't
know. You're right. Little plastic baggies. You should keep the little plastic baggies off the cameras.
We're assuming. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially you don't want to be the person that hands it to them on camera.
Yeah.
Because what if it's been stepped on and has fentanyl in it and those girls end up dead or sick or something?
Yes.
And you were the last person handed it to them.
Yeah.
You got to chill out, bro. You got to know how to move out here. He's a young man, though. He's going to learn. Where were they at? I think they're in Key West. Cardi B seen what she thought was a B2 bomber.
Look at this B2 bomber. Oh my gosh. Look at that bitch. Oh my god. This is the be bombing shit. Where is it going? Oh my god. That bitch big.
Miami, Lucius.
She's hilarious. It was like a World War II bomber flying over something?
That was 100% a cargo plane.
Okay.
A C-17. Oh my God, it's a B-2 bomber. Look at that bitch.
That's what they be dropping bombs with.
They be dropping bombs. Oh my goodness. Yeah, definitely a cargo plane. There's like cereal and clothes and boots on that thing.
Dropping care packages.
Yeah. All right. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out here. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I holler.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bank Nation. We got 4-1 to go here. You got the Fan After Dark already in there throwing heat. Blake and K-Dub are prepping their balls off. And they have 4 hours of sports here coming up from 7 to 11. That's sports balls, of course, Chief. You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about baseballs right now.
Right on. What do we got going?
Around the bases, Rangers get right. There is an ace injury that needs to be addressed. Not with the Rangers. Evo, I think we're going to be all right there. And we also have a lawsuit in the making for a big-time franchise next to the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.